弟兄姐妹朋友们大家好。
Sisters and brothers and friends, hi, how are you?
祝大家圣诞节快乐。
Merry Christmas.
我们很感谢我们的敬拜团队今天带领我们一起有很好的圣诞节的敬拜。
We're very thankful our worship team. We have wonderful worship.
那么充满了欢喜跟快乐的心。
We're filled with the joy and happiness.
啊、我一看到大家很多人都穿红的衣服、啊、
And today a lot of people wear red
也是非常喜乐的一个气氛、啊、
It's a very joyful occasion
真是普天同庆庆贺我们的救赎主降生
So the whole world are celebrating the birth of Jesus
那么过节其实最开心的是小孩子
And you know when we celebrate Christmas the most happy people are the children
那么每到圣诞节的时候他们最开心的就是那个圣诞节当天的早上可以打开那个礼物。
The most happy thing is that open the gifts on the Thanksgiving day.
所以当他们小的时候，家长就跟他们说，那个圣诞老人呢，会在半夜里就通过那个烟囱下来，就会把这个礼物给你放在那里。
So on the Thanksgiving Eve, the parents were usually told the children that Santa would drop the gifts through the chimney.
那么当他们长大了，才发现说，哦，原来。并不是这样的。
But when the children grow up, they realize, oh no, that is not the fact.
这个礼物不过就是他父母帮他买的而已。
And the gifts are coming from their parents.
所以有些小孩子就会来问他的母亲。
And some children will ask the mother.
他说，既然这圣诞老人不是真正存在的，那耶稣是不是也真正不是存在的？
So if Santa never exists, but if Jesus ever exists.
所以很多的时候我们圣诞节都集中在圣诞老人跟圣诞树上。
And very often we focus on the Santa and also the Christmas tree.
我们忘记了圣诞节的主角乃是耶稣基督。
We totally forgot the main character was Jesus.
可是母亲赶快就告诉他说：“哦，不是的，这个耶稣基督是确确实实存在的。”
So the mother would tell their children, say, "Yes, the Jesus truly exists."
那么2000年前。耶稣基督降生人世
And 2000 years ago, Jesus was born.
那么成为人类历史的一个重大转折
It was very important of the history.
所以我们的人类历史呢都是以耶稣出生来划分的
And so our history was divided by his birth.
那耶稣出生之前呢我们叫公元前
And so before his birth, we call BC, before Christ.
那么耶稣出生之后呢我们叫公元后。
After his birth, we call Anno Domini, it means that after his birth.
所以显然耶稣基督的出生是一个划时代的一个事件。
So that was the most important thing in the history.
所以我们称为耶稣为我们的救赎主。
We call him as a redeemer or savior.
或者我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候特别我们刚才唱诗歌讲的他是一个君王。
And we talk about, when we sing the song, we talk about he's a king.
可能有人会觉得有疑问哈。
And sometimes we have a question.
为什么管耶稣基督叫君王
？Why do we call him a king?
那现在世界的历史不都是讲民主潮流吗
？And isn't the trend of nowadays we talk about should be democracy?
那是不是我们要回去又变成了君主立宪制
？We go back to the monarchy again.
所以我们不晓得。耶稣的君王的身份在我们的身上意味着什么
So his status the king, what does that have to do with us?
耶稣基督是我们认识上帝的非常重要的一个环节
He is an extremely important link between us and God.
因为我们跟上帝之间的差距是相当的遥远
There's a huge gap between us and God.
我们没有办法去认识他
There's no way we can really understand him.
所以我们要通过耶稣基督才可以做得到。
Through Jesus Christ that we will really know God.
这个大家讲起来可能没有一个确实的感受哈。
So we don't really have this real feel about this.
我有一个朋友哈。
I have a friend.
他在中国呢是这个革命烈士的后代啊。
And he was a descendant of some of the people from a revolution period.
那么他。这个父母在这个都是烈士已经牺牲了哈。
And so his parents actually died in the war.
所以他从小呢是奶奶抚养大。
So his grandma raised him up.
那文化大革命之后呢开始政策开始改变。
So after the Cultural Revolution, all the politics and the things has been changing.
所以他也希望说他父母的这个情况可以帮助他 能够得到一个确认的身份。
So hopefully through his parents' status, maybe he can confirm his status as well.
所以他就通过人找到了当时中共中央的总书记胡耀邦。
And so then he, through some relationship, and he was able to want to see 胡耀邦, who was an extremely important person at the time.
因为他的父母曾经跟胡耀邦一起在闹革命做过事情，彼此都认识。
And so his parents worked with the 胡耀邦 at the time.
所以他就有机会见到了中共中央的主书记胡耀邦，是到他的家里面去做客。
So he had opportunity to become the guest of 胡耀邦。
所以我们知道这些大人物的话，我们想见到他们不容易的。
And so those are the very VIP people, important people. Sometimes we have, don't have opportunity to see them.
特别是我们要得到一个机会，跟他们能够坐到他家里去面对面，一对一的去讲话。
Especially face to face and even sitting in their home.
所以你没有一个特殊的关系，你是不可能做得到。
If you don't have a special status, there's no way you can do it.
我有机会见到邓小平的。
And I had opportunity to meet with Deng Xiaoping.
不是在电视上。
And not through the TV.
是真人的。
And actually face to face.
邓小平到天津去视察的时候。
And one time when he went to 天津。
我就见过他。
So I saw him.
不过那很多人在场啊。
But there were so many people there.
所以你不可能有一个机会去跟他握手，都不可能的。
Yeah, there were no opportunities.
不可能走得太近的哈。
You could not even get close to him.
你不可能说我就跑到他家里去做客。
So not even talk about go to his home to be a guest.
那些大人物都是高高在上。
They're all sitting up high and they're so important.
我们如果没有一个关系的话，我们不可能见到他们。
If we have, don't have a special relationship, there's no way we can even see them.
同样，我们要想跟上帝能够联系上的话。
So how do we connect with God?
我们跟上帝的差别有多大？
What is the distance between the difference between God and us?
有人说好比我们跟蚂蚁的差距那样。
And just like the distance between us and the ants.
我当然不会用这样的比喻来去分来比喻我们人跟上帝哈。
And I'm not really using to use this to describe the difference between us and God.
但是上帝跟这些大人物不一样，他是希望跟我们可以得到。
But God's different. He wants us to know them. Know him.
怎么样可以跟他，就是通过耶稣基督。
How can we know God is through Jesus Christ?
因为圣经讲他是神的儿子。
Because in the Bible says he is son of God.
他从神那里来。
He came from God.
他知道神的事情。
He knows God's things.
他也知道我们的事情。
He also knows us.
所以他成为我们跟神之间的一个桥梁。
He became a bridge between us and God.
所以在这个圣经里面很久就已经开始预言说这个君王要降生。
So in the Bible, it's been prophesied this king is going to be born.
因为他要成为我们的救赎主。
He will become our savior.
他要成为我们跟上帝之间一种互相沟通的一个必不可少的环节。
It's a necessary link between us and God.
所以，在这个圣经里面，在大卫之约里面就讲到过说。关于这个君王要将出生的预言。
So in the Bible, the Davidic covenant talk about this king is going to be born.
所以我们讲到大卫之约啊。
So when we talk about the Davidic covenant,
可以说是我们整个这个盟约系里面一个非常特殊的一个约定。
This covenant is extremely special.
因为大卫之约就讲了一个非常重要的预言。
This covenant talk about the very important promise.
这个主题就是君王。
And talk about kingdom.
就是大卫的后裔。
And talk about the king and the descendant of David.
将来有一位要成为君王。
And one from him is to become a king.
所以在撒母耳记下。
In the second Samuel.
第七章的时候，那里面上帝就跟大卫亲自这样讲。
And so through that, God told David.
我必使你安静，不被一切仇敌扰乱。第十一节。并且我耶和华应许你，并为你建立家室。
So the your kingdom will establish forever. You will never be disturbed, and your throne will be established forever.
你受数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我并使你的后裔接续你的位，也必坚定 他的国。
When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom.
第十三节讲到，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。
He shall build a house for my name. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
第十四节，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
And I will become his father. He will become my son.
第十五节，我的慈爱仍不离开他。
My goodness will be always with him.
第十六节，你的家、你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定，直到永远。
And your house and your kingdom should be established forever before you. Your throne should be established forever.
所以大卫当时是以色列的国王。
And David was the king of Israel.
他自己住在一个豪华的王宫里，他突然想到说，我应该为上帝来建造一个宫殿。
He lived in a wonderful palace that he said, I need to build temple for God.
但是上帝给他的回应是说，我是创造天地的主，难道我需要你建造一个宫殿给我来居住吗？
I am the creator of the universe. Do I really need you to build a place for me?
但是上帝很喜悦大卫的这个想法。
But God was pleased what David was thinking.
上帝说，我来为你建立一个家室。
So the God said, I will build a kingdom for you.
这里不但是说大卫的儿子要接续他做王，
Besides, he talked about the son of David will become a king.
而是说，大卫将来的后裔必有一位将永远的作王。
And there's a descendant of David in the future will become a king forever.
所以他的宝座是永远的。
And his throne was forever eternal.
他的国度是永远的。
And the kingdom was eternal.
这是一个非常特殊的预言。
This is a very special prophecy.
我们知道这个世界上没有永远的王朝的。
And we know there's no eternal kingdom.
中国历史上有很多的王朝。
And in the Chinese history, there's a lot of dynasties.
那么历史比较长的王朝呢，可以有几百年。
And still will last few, some of the dynasty will last few hundred years.
那么有的短命的大概只有几十年。
And some of them only last maybe 30, 40 years.
所以历史上也是如此。
And history was like that.
所以在世界历史上也是一个王朝兴起，然后又灭亡。
And one dynasty rise and the other one go away.
但是上帝却说，大卫的将来的这个后裔，他的国度是永远不会灭亡。
But then God said the descendant of the David will last forever.
这个大卫的后裔的应许就在耶稣基督的身上得到实现。
So it's fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
这个预言是在耶稣基督出生一千年说的。
And so this is happened 1,000 years after that.
那距离现在呢，已经大概有3000年前。
So that's about 3,000 years ago.
那么耶稣基督已经来了，而且又离开了，而且他必然会再一次的回来。
So Jesus came, he was born, he came, and he left, but he promised he will come back again.
那他再一次的回来的时候，就是什么？上帝的国度建立的时候。
So when he come back again, that will be established his kingdom forever.
所以那个时候，他的国度就是永远的。
And his kingdom will be forever.
所以很多的时候，我们想到说，为什么是一个君王的体制
？Very often we still have a question: Why do we need to go back to monarchy again?
那么为什么不是一个民主的体制？
Why should we have a democracy?
我们现在觉得好像民主是最好的。
We think democracy is the best.
但要知道这个民主的体制来源在哪里。
But we have to understand where is democracy coming from.
其实美国在立国的时候，其实他们当时的很多的这些立国的国父都是基督徒的。
And forefather of the United States, when they established the country, they were Christians.
所以他们设立这个所谓三权分立的这个制度啊，
and there the system separation of the three powers
是基于圣经的启示。
It came from the Bible.
因为圣经说没有义人，一个都没有。
So in the Bible says there's no righteous, not one.
没有一个人是完全的。
And no one's perfect.
所以他们相信，任何一个人，如果我们把权力，绝对的权力给他的话，肯定会造成什么？他的腐败。
And so if we give the one person all the power, it will cause corruption.
所以美国当初立国就决定说他们不再建立这个君主立宪的体制。
So they abolished their monarchy.
而且要限制这个总统的权力。
So they actually want to restrain the power of the president.
所以这个三权分立的制度就是这样产生的。
And that's the separation of three power started.
所以我们现在最近看到美国吵得很厉害，一定要弹劾这个总统。
And recently we have the impeachment of Trump.
那是就是因为怎么样，各方面他要互相的牵制这个权力哈，不要。
So that's three powers that try to restrain the power from each other.
那不要任何一个人呢，他会滥用他的权力。
So no one will misuse the power.
那么这个三权分立的概念从哪里来？
And where does this coming from?
在圣经里，在以赛亚书就这样讲哈。
And Isaiah says this.
那么耶和华是审判我们的。
And the for the Lord is our judge.
那么耶和华是给我们设律法的。
The Lord is our lawgiver.
那么耶和华是我们的王。
The Lord is our king.
那我们知道，耶和华是审判吗？审判是什么？就是司法。
And he's a judge, is the law.
那么设律法的什么？就是国会。
And talk about is the Congress.
那么做王是什么？就是行政系统，就是总统。
And so talk about the king, why is the administration? We talk about president.
只有上帝。他才可以做这三方面，这三个权力集中在一身，而不会出现偏差的。
So only our God, the King, can balance that power, and he will never be wrong.
所以没有任何一个人可以到完全这个程度，可以把这三个权力集中在一身而不出现偏差。
And there's no one, no human being can have all this power without corruption.
所以美国现在就不像是中国的那个历史，他一定要等待一个英明的君主出现，这个国家才有希望哈。
And so the United States is not like a Chinese history. We need a way for a really very good president.
他是通过三个权力的互相限制。
And he's using that the three branches of a government to try to balance each other.
来避免这个权力的腐败。
And to avoid the power corruption.
但是只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是完全的。
He is perfect.
他才可以把这三个权力集中在一身哈。
And he can bring all the three things together.
那么是不会出现问题。
And without any problem.
所以我们说，耶稣不但是那个应许给我们的王，而且他是一个完全的王。
And besides, he is the King that promised for us, and he is perfect.
他是完美的。
He is perfect.
那么他也是神应许我们的救赎主。
Is the promise that God gave to us as our Savior.
所以大家你想想啊，你如果去法院的话啊，
If you, when you go to the court,
如果这个起诉的还有这个法官，还有这个律师，他们都是一个异口同声的话，你这个案子有没有希望能赢的哈？
So if you have a case, you have a judge and the lawyers and the person who want to sue you, do you think you even have a chance?
所以我们将来一生的果效就在于耶稣基督他给我们的评价。
And this is what all our life is judged by Jesus Christ.
所以我们应当存一个敬畏的心哈。
We need to have the fear of the Lord.
今年庆祝这个圣诞节的时候，
And when we celebrate Christmas,
那么很快又要新年就要到了。
And the New Year is coming.
我们就要进入到2020年。
We're going to enter 2020.
我们不知道2020年会发生什么事情。
We have no idea what's going to happen in 2020.
我们的总统会不会被弹劾？
And whether our president will be impeached.
那么或者说这个选举的结果是怎么样，我们也不清楚。
What's the result of the election?
但是耶稣基督已经成为君王的这个事实没有办法去改变。
And the facts of the Jesus Christ has been already being a king will never be denied.
所以我们和他的关系就决定了我们一生的果效。
And so the relationship between us and him that will establish forever.
所以在庆祝这个圣诞节的时候，
So when we celebrate Christmas,
我们特别来思想，
Let's think about
我们怎么样来认识这一位君王。
How do we know the Savior?
在这个世界上，我们每天碰见各种不同的人哈。
And every single day we're facing different people.
也有的人会让我们欢喜。
And some people make it very joyful.
有的人会让我们忧愁哈。
And some people give you sorrow.
有的人呢，你认识他之后呢，认识越久越喜欢跟他在一起。
And so some of the people, the more you know that the person, you really like to be that with that person.
那有的人呢，认识一段时间，你发现不行了，赶快我要受不了。
And so some of the people that you just want to avoid totally.
那么今年的圣诞节，当我们庆祝的时候，我是邀请大家来，我们大家一起来认识这一位君王耶稣基督。
And today we will celebrate the Christmas. I want to welcome you to really know the Savior, the King.
若干年前有一个人来到美国留学的时候
And many years there was a person came to United States.
那么他就开始接触到基督教的信仰。
And he have some of the opportunity to know Christianity.
不过他是有很多问题的。
And he had a lot of questions.
他说我是学这个科学的，学了几十年。然后在中国又受的是这个啊无神论的教育。
I have studied science for so many years. I'm also from China. They teach us atheists.
我们怎么可能相信有上帝存在呢
How can we believe there's a God?
啊，每一次去如果去查经的话，他觉得哎呀，这里面全都是神话哈。
And so he says it's all mythology when he goes to the Bible study.
没有办法相信哈。
He cannot. He just cannot believe.
所以每次人家跟他谈到信仰的时候，他就会问了很多的问题。
So every time when people share the faith with him, he had a lot of questions.
所以呢，那个教会的牧师啊就很头痛，每天都要回答他的问题，也答不上来哈，也没有个很好的解释。
The pastor had a lot of headache because sometimes not able to answer so many questions.
他自己觉得说也没有办法相信哈。
So he could not.Think that he will become a Christian.
但是他有一天找到了突破口。
And there one day is a breakthrough.
他看到了圣经讲的这个耶稣。
And he saw that what the Bible described Jesus.
既然圣经讲到耶稣是这样的一个人。
And if the Bible described Jesus was such a person.
他就开始思想。
He started thinking.
这个人为什么这样有智慧
？Why this person has so much wisdom?
为什么这样有怜悯的心
？And so compassion.
为什么他可以做到这些别人做不到的事情
？How could he do things that people could not do?
耶稣基督吸引了他。
So the Jesus Christ himself really attracted this person.
这成为他信仰的一个突破口。
So that was became a breakthrough.
他自己觉得自己还是挺聪明的一个人。
And in the past, he thought he was pretty smart.
但是当看到耶稣的时候
，When he saw Jesus.
这个人是如此的有智慧
，and this person has so much wisdom，
所以他就接受了耶稣基督
，and he accepts Jesus Christ。
所以这个人今天就站在这里，能向你们来做见证。
And this person is standing here to give the testimony。
今天我也邀请你。
Today I invite you。
所以我现在做牧，我跟人家传福音，人家有很多问题问我。
And so sometimes when I become pastor, a lot of people have a question to ask me。
你可以问很多的问题。
And they ask a lot of questions。
你说教会有很多的问题。
And you sometimes church has a problem。
但是我请你来看耶稣基督。
I will ask you to come to see Jesus。
我请你来认识这位耶稣基督。
I want to come you coming to know Jesus。
你是不会失望。
You will never disappointed。
让我们一起来低头祷告。
And let's pray together。
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your grace.
因为你将你的独生儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Because you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to us.
使他成为我们的救赎主。
So he became our Savior.
成为我们永生的盼望。
So also become hope, our eternal hope.
在这个庆祝圣诞节的时候。
When we celebrate Christmas.
我们将在座的每一位交托在你的手中。
We put everyone into your hand.
我们盼望我们每一个人都认识这位出生的婴孩。
And we wish everyone to know this baby child was born.
这位将来的君王。
And he's going to become a king.
因为借着他，我们才可以认识我们的上帝，我们的天父。
And through him we can really know God.
也借着他，我们将来才可以在神的国度里面成为天国的子民。
And through him we'll become a citizen in heaven.
愿主你祝福我们在座的每一位
，and we ask you to bless everyone here，
也保守我们的教会
，and take care of protect our church。
愿教会在宣扬主耶稣基督福音的时候大有能力
，and so we strengthen， we will share the gospel with others。
愿主你的荣耀在我们当中彰显
，so your glory will shine here。
感谢主的恩典
，thank you for your blessing。
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.